6.
The Coblin Eye, or the Fairy Miners. A miner of old's job was fraught with danger, and health and safety were seldom considered. So they looked to anything that might keep them safe underground, whether it be religion, superstition, or a belief in the supernatural. One belief was that the mines were inhabited by spirits or fairies that had their dwellings underground in the deepest, darkest parts of the mine's tunnels. These dwarf-like folk were widely believed to exist in mines the world over, especially in Northern Europe. In Germany, they were called kobolds, from where we get the name goblin. In England, they were known as knockers, and in Wales, as the Coblin Eye. It was their job to guard the natural resources and treasures held below the earth's surface. These underground elves all looked very much the same. They were between 18 inches and 3 feet tall and were usually rather ugly with big noses and wrinkles. Of course, each one had a long beard that they would tie to rocks in case they fell down a deep shaft. Often they wore clothes resembling those of human miners, sturdy boots and a red coat to keep out the chill of winter. They usually worked their own lodes and veins underground and would have little picks and shovels with which to dig. It was said that when working underground, you could often sense the presence of the Coblin Eye, and they could be heard working or knocking in distant tunnels. These little folk could be helpful or troublesome to human miners if they became upset, and there were strict rules of how to treat them. When entering the mine, a miner should lift his hat and greet them respectfully. You should never swear or whistle underground. That would be sure to offend them. And always leave a gift for the Coblin Eye, perhaps a little food or a bit of candle. If a miner earned their favour, they might lead him to where the best seam or lode could be found. And if they liked you, they'd warn of dangers and accidents such as tunnel collapses or underground gases by knocking loudly 3 times. But most of the time, they were just naughty. They stole candles, hid clothes and tools, and played tricks. Hawking Mountain is dotted with many capped-off mine shafts, and you're advised to tread carefully when exploring the area. Take time to listen. You never know. You might just hear the Coblin Eye tapping away in tunnels deep underground.
Continue ahead on the grassy path towards the cream detached house. This section can be boggy. If so, take a diversion path on your right. Turn left at the grassy junction downhill, then take the first right towards the road you can see rising over the brow of the hill. Don't join the tarmac road. Instead, take a right in front of the Chevron road sign and along the gravel track. When the gravel track bears right, continue ahead onto the grassy path to reach the next stop with a large pond on your left. Play audio clip 7.